A controversial lecture on nutrition calls into question the health claims for coconut oil. A Harvard adjunct professor who focuses on the role of nutrition in disease called the oil pure poison. Coconut oil's superfood status was challenged last year when the American Heart Association recommended limited use. It warned of the oil's potential to raise bad cholesterol and the risk of heart disease. Samantha Heller is a registered dietitian at NYU Langone Health. All right, this Harvard professor said that coconut oil is poison. Is it one of the worst foods you can eat?
Everyone here at CBS, I get here, they're like, coconut oil? No? Can I eat it? Yeah. It's not going to kill you. Coconut oil is fine. It's delicious. You can use it in all kinds of interesting dishes, a curry dish, a Thai dish. But it is a saturated fat. And saturated fat, we know, raises the risk for cardiovascular disease and internal inflammation. It's in the same category as butter and lard. Mm-hmm. So use it occasionally in dishes that you like, and that's great. But it has an undeserved health halo. You know, you go on the internet and it says it's curing Alzheimer's disease and cancer and helps you lose weight, and we have no evidence to substantiate those claims.
So how did it become a superfood?
I think partly because of those claims that people want something easy. I asked everyone here who said, I love coconut oil, what did you hear? Someone heard it speeded metabolism, that it was healthier than butter, that it would help them lose weight, that it would help their skin and hair. Topically, it does, but internally, not so much. And I think we like quick fixes. We want a magic bullet. We want something fantastic and easy and super miraculous. And coconut oil just doesn't fit that bill, according to the evidence that we have right now.
So this is marketing over science. Is the idea that it's poison, though, based on the idea that saturated fat has this relationship to heart disease, and hasn't that been changing quite a lot?
Saturated fat is really quite directly related to increasing levels of bad cholesterol in your blood. It's all biochemistry and very complicated. And we eat food. We don't eat nutrients. We don't just sit and eat a plate of saturated fat. So we look at dietary patterns. And the Western diet, the foods we normally eat in this country, high red and processed meat and junk food and a lot of cheese and a lot of butter and a lot of, you know, fried foods, that increases the risk for a lot of chronic diseases. And these foods tend to be high in saturated fat. So it's not necessarily poisonous. We can tolerate a small amount of it. The American Heart Association says 5 to 6% of your calories from saturated fat. What does that mean? That's about a tablespoon of fat.
The high-fat, low-carb keto diet is gaining popularity. As a nutritionist, what do you think of that diet?
Well, the ketogenic diet was first sort of invented or developed many, many years ago for children with seizure disorders. Mm. And it was efficacious for these kids. It really helped them control their seizures. But for adults, when you're trying to lose weight, it's not a great idea. It's not sustainable. It's not healthy. Over time, you're going to regain the weight you lost. And you lost the weight initially because it's water weight, because you're limiting carbohydrates quite severely. It's a very high-fat diet. Lots and lots of fat, almost no carbohydrate at all.
Mm-hmm. And the data is still clear. What diet works?
Well, and it depends on what you mean. What does works mean? Mm-hmm. You know, I like people just to be healthy. So we like to look at dietary patterns, like the Mediterranean diet or a vegetarian diet or the DASH diet. More plant-based is going to keep us healthier. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be a vegetarian, but adding more plants to your diet is a win-win situation.